This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The economic ripple effects of Russia's invasion keep spreading. The Black Sea region is a major source of some of the world's edible plant oil. It accounts for more than three-quarters of the world's sunflower oil exports. But ports in Ukraine have been closed since the Russian invasion began, limiting supply. As Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that has the price of substitutes like palm oil skyrocketing.
People often use sunflower oil or palm oil for deep frying and sautéing food. It's used a lot in Eastern Europe, Asia, and Africa. But Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University, says it's fairly easy to substitute one edible oil for another.
The idea is you can use any of them. You're just looking for different characteristics.
Now, here in the United States, we consume more soybean oil than any other vegetable oil. Hart says a disruption in any part of the vegetable oil market means that American farmers are able to charge more for their soybeans, but farming costs are up for things like diesel to run tractors and...
They're also seeing higher costs for especially any sort of fertilizers that they use, chemicals that they use.
And even if you don't pick up a bottle of vegetable oil at the grocery store often, it's in a lot of other products. So scarcity of supply matters. Joe Glauber is a senior research fellow at the International Food Policy Research Institute.
Whatever happens in the Ukraine happens in the world.
Because, he says, commodity markets are global. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.